Welcome to this video by Elevate Care Insights. This is Gradle, and today we're going to look at government payments to caregivers whilst they are looking after vulnerable people. Let's start off by looking at the United States. Under Medicaid, there are programs like Home and Community-Based Services, HCBS, and Community First Choice. These programs offer personalised care and assistance to specific groups, including individuals with disabilities or those needing help with everyday tasks. There are also self-directed personal assistance services where individuals can manage their care services directly. Each state in the US has its own specific programs and eligibility requirements. In the United Kingdom, the carer's allowance is a main form of financial support for carers. For the year 2023-2024, the rate was £76.75 per week, which will increase to £81.90 per week from April 2024. This allowance is subject to eligibility criteria like the number of hours spent caring for someone and the caregiver's earnings. In Australia, the Australian government adjusts its social security rates periodically. As of January 2024, various government payment rates, including those relevant to caregivers, are subject to change due to indexation. The exact rates and the details of the programmes are not specified, but they're usually updated on the government websites like that of the Department of Social Services. I'm going to now expand on each of the government support schemes for carers, including their criteria, their pros and their cons. Let's start with the United States Medicaid programs. The programs offer home and community-based services, community first choice, self-directed personal assistance services. The eligibility criteria often includes being a Medicaid beneficiary, needing an institutional level of care, and requiring help with daily living tasks. Self-directed PAS allows individuals to manage their care services. Let's look at the pros and cons of the Medicaid programs. So they do offer flexibility. The self-directed PAS allows individuals to have control over their care services. It's also personalised care. Both the HCBS and the CFC offer care tailored to individual needs. The drawbacks are, though, that there is limited availability and high demand, which can mean a shortage of qualified caregivers. The state variations mean that programmes and eligibility can vary significantly between states. The United Kingdom Carers Allowance criteria means that caregivers must spend at least 35 hours a week caring for someone who receives a qualifying disability benefit. There are additional criteria regarding the caregiver's earnings and education status. Benefits of the United Kingdom Carers Allowance is that it provides a regular weekly payment to caregivers. It also means that the Carers Allowance recipients are not affected by the benefit cap. The drawback is earning more than a certain amount can disqualify caregivers. And also, one claim per care recipient means that if multiple people are cared for by the same individual, only one claim can take place. In Australia, their programs will have criteria as well based on the carers and the care recipient's circumstances, similar to other welfare programs. The benefits are that payment rates are adjusted periodically to keep up with economic changes. And it's likely to include various types of support for different caregivers' needs. The drawbacks are that the social security for carers tends to be very complicated, and navigating multiple programs and understanding eligibility can be challenging. Also, support may vary based on the care recipient's needs and other factors. So what can you do if you are a caregiver looking to access any of these programs in these three countries? In the US, go to the Medicaid.gov website for federal guidelines and links to state-specific Medicaid pages. Also look at your local area agencies on ageing. They offer support and guidance in navigating local programs. A suggested action plan would be: do your research. Begin by researching the Medicaid program available in your state. Make inquiries. Contact your state's Medicaid officer or your local ageing agency for detailed information. Explore PAS. If autonomy is important, explore the self-directed PAS option and then make an application. Prepare the necessary documentation and apply as per your state-specific procedures. In the UK, contact Carers UK, which provides detailed guides and support for caregivers. Contact your local council. They offer local support services and can assist in the application process. An action plan in the UK would be these three things. Think about the eligibility criteria. There will be an assessment process. When you apply, apply online or by the post. Get assistance if you need to from a local career or carer support service. Stay updated. Regularly check for changes in rates and eligibility criteria, which usually occur annually. An action plan for caregivers in Australia would include contacting and reviewing the Australian Government's Department of Social Services official information on all carer support programs. Contact Carers Australia. They provide advocacy and support services for Australian carers. An action plan for you would be: do your research, understand the different support programs available and their criteria. Seek advice, contact the Department of Social Services or local carer support organisations for guidance, and stay informed. Make sure you have regular updates on policy changes and rate indexations as well. In conclusion, while each country offers unique support systems, understanding and accessing these resources can significantly aid caregivers in their challenging roles. Stay informed, seek assistance from relevant organisations is key to effectively navigating these systems and getting the support, finances, and information that you require.